The bill would give smaller rural districts an extra $100 per student next school year. It would also allow more districts to qualify for the so-called sparsity aid. Walker introduced similar increases in his state budget, but they were pulled by the state's Joint Finance Committee. Assembly Republicans offered their own rural school funding plan, but Walker vetoed it. He says he'd rather have the nearly $10 million in added costs come from state coffers rather than local taxes.
And so our sense was we'd rather have the state provide, particularly in the case of rural school districts, we'd rather have the state make that investment than ask local property taxpayers to pick up the gap.
The rural school funding bill was introduced by Republicans Senator Howard Markline and Representative Jeff Mirsaw. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.